Welcome back to Sousa Crew,
the podcast.
I'm Ava.
I'm David.
I'm Dylan.
I'm Olivia.
I'm Olivia.
And we're Olivia Squared. We are the 8th grade crew, speaking to you from behind the scenes for the FXW School musical, Sousical. Tune in to hear some sneak peeks about the musical.
Here's a fun fact. Dr. Seuss's friend bet that he couldn't write a book with just 50 different words. But the book Green Eggs and Ham proved him wrong.
We hope you've had an amazing week.
We have a special treat for you today. Visiting are the two Maisies. Maisie LaBird is a Dr. Seuss character with a fabulously feathered tail and a lot of sass.
Now it's interview time. Today we're here with the two Maisies.
Hey.
Hi.
Hello, Maisies. Welcome on to an episode of Sousa Crew. It's good to have you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
How are you, Sean Leah?
We're good.
Pretty good.
We just have a few questions to ask you about you and your character, Maisie LaBird.
So, how are you two preparing for the musical? Not only with your lines and musical numbers, but emotionally preparing to sing on stage. Are you comfortable?
I think rehearsals are pretty important right now because we're trying to get the feel for working together as fellow
comrades.
Crewmates. Because, castmates. Like, with my cast A, Brianna and Ethan are in different classes, so in music class, we don't get to rehearse together, so we're just getting a feel for being together and, like,
yeah, and also just making sure we're comfortable on stage, and yeah.
How would you describe your character?
Really, really confident.
Very sassy, you know, she does what she wants.
Mm-hmm.
She's very confident.
And very dramatic.
Yeah.
As you both know, Maisie is known for being amazing. How do you think she came to think of herself so highly?
Her tail.
Yeah, definitely her long feathered tail.
How would you describe Maisie's relationship with Horton and Gertrude?
I think with Gertrude, Maisie's kind of like a sister to Gertrude, but like a very tough love type of sister.
Yeah.
And with Horton, they're just like best friends, kind of.
Yeah. They help, they like, you know, they rely on each other for a lot of stuff.
If you could guess how the two, like how Maisie met them, how would you guess they met? Or like,
well, they all live in the jungle
they all live together.
Yeah. They're all very,
they live together.
It's a small town.
No, they're neighbors, so they're bound to run into each other at some point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. How many songs do you sing throughout the play?
We have three like solo numbers.
Can you sing some for us?
Sure. Okay. This is Maisie in Palm Beach.
When you're down in Palm Beach with the breeze in your hair and you don't have an egg or a nest or a care, tell yourself how lucky you are.
Thank you. Now let's interrupt this conversation with some jokes.
Why doesn't the Grinch like knock-knock jokes?
Why?
Because there's always who's there.
Why did the little bird get in trouble at school?
I don't know. Why?
Because he was caught tweeting on a test. What do you give a sick bird?
What?
Tweetment.
What happens when you mix a cat and a parrot?
What?
A carrot! Now, it's time for the most important question of this entire interview.
Pancakes or waffles?
Waffles.
Pancakes.
Waffles all the way.
You were really quick to answer me.
Yeah, Eggo waffles are literally what I live on. So
I was like, do you think about this on a daily basis?
Now back to the interview. What are your practices like?
Well, they're small. It's only with like three or four other people in the cast. And you mainly just spend your time blocking the scenes out.
Kind of not really like practicing, kind
like
of.
Memorizing or anything
yeah.
like that? No.
Knowing where to go on stage.
Yeah.
Like the movements, kind of.
Yeah.
So you guys kind of have to like memorize and do all your lines and stuff and prepare like that way on your own?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Do you go over scenes and like songs and stuff?
Yeah.
Or do you just sort of like map out on the stage where you guys are.
Well, we do the same thing. So if we're singing How Lucky You Are, he'll tell us where to go.
And
so
then it's we'll basically go over the same song.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, like doing the song while you're
and you mentioned it out. Yeah, you mentioned before the interview that you actually have to lie on a piano in the musical. have you practiced this in practice or like?
Not actually on the piano yet.
Not yet, because our first two practices were mostly just graphing out the first few songs.
Yeah.
And that piano song is like my last songs. So next rehearsal, I think
probably
we'll do
that.
It's gonna be pretty fun.
How do you think they're gonna get the piano on the stage?
It's not gonna be on the stage. It's gonna be
in front. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense. How do you relate to your character?
Not really.
I relate to how like dramatic she can be sometimes.
Oh yeah, or like she's kind of silly. I mean, it's not that she wants to be silly. She just acts kind of like that. And
yeah.
I think that's kind of me sometimes. So.
She's mean?
No, that's kind of me sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
And she's also very dramatic, which is also me. My friends know that for a fact.
Yes.
Who was your favorite Dr. Seuss character?
The Grinch.
Yeah, after seeing the movie, I'm biased towards him.
And everyone in our audience, you can answer this question too. Bye, Maisies.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for...
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
This is very fun. When you're down in Palm Beach with the breeze in your hair and you don't have an egg or a nest or a care, tell yourself.